President Obama has directed the Justice Department to provide Congressional Intelligence Committee access to classified documents that justify drone strikes against American citizens who may be linked to Al-Qaeda operations abroad or other terror organizations. Now, joining us live to talk about this, Professor Michael Greenberger is director of the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland. You're also an expert in the area of constitutional law. As we look here at what the Department of Justice has written in this memo, is it legal?
Well, I think one of the problems is the memo that's been leaked so far is not the full legal justification. It's a so-called white paper. It's 15 pages. And it's provoked a lot of controversy. The president yesterday agreed, especially with the confirmation hearings of Mr. Brennan coming up, who was the architect of this program in the Obama administration, to release a much more detailed legal memo upon which the white paper was based. So I really think we need to see, and Congress and the senators want to see, this memo to understand if this can be justified. The problem here, essentially, first of all, the drone policy, whether it involves U.S. citizens or not, has been controversial. A lot of human rights and civil liberties groups have been upset because they think there's a lot of collateral damage. A lot of civilians are being hurt, maybe many more than the terrorists. But the thing that has really gripped people the last few days is the idea that a U.S. citizen can be attacked abroad by a drone without a careful analysis of the culpability of that citizen.
Just suspicion.
Yes. And so the white paper that was released says if the citizen can't otherwise be captured, poses an imminent threat, that he is a proper target. One of the problems was people thought the president was making the decision, all this, and that's now unclear. The white paper says a high informed official will make the decision. So there's suspicion the president isn't involved in this. I think that all has to be clarified. But the problem with the white paper, when it says imminent threat, it then defines imminence to say it doesn't have to be immediate.
People will look at this policy and look at the most celebrated case in which it was applied, which is taking out Anwar al-Awlaki, and say, well, he may have been a U.S. citizen technically, but he was over in Yemen leading terror operations, and we have no problem that he was taken out by this.
That is an absolutely very good point. Al-Awlaki really rivaled Osama bin Laden and maybe surpassed him in recent years. He was responsible for four major terrorist events in the United States, three of which got headed off, one of which the Fort Hood killings. He was the mastermind behind the major that did those killings. There's no doubt he was a bad guy. The problem is this is being used beyond that.
Right.
I think if it was only Al-Awlaki, this would not be a problem.
Now, what about the issue of sovereignty here? We like to think of ourselves as a sovereign nation. Suppose another world power had a drone and decided someone here in the United States was doing something that they perceived to be an imminent threat, and they launched an attack. How would the United States feel about that?
Well, if somebody launched an unjustified attack on that, that would give us, under what are called the laws of war, the international, a right to self-defense and respond. And in fact, that's the United States' argument here. One of the major arguments is this is self-defense. These are people who want to attack the United States. And in lieu of putting American soldiers at risk, we're using a very, so to speak, clean technology that doesn't put any of our people at risk to attack people who want to attack us. The problem is the standards have become very, very questionable because of their ambiguity. In the last analysis, I'm hopeful that the further memo will articulate a more detailed standard because the preparers, the Office of Legal Counsel in the Justice Department, called the lawyer's lawyer, the president's lawyers, and I'm hoping they're more detailed standards. If they're not, I think the Obama administration would be well advised to tighten these standards up in a way that assures the president is involved in American citizen deaths and that the country is satisfied, like in the situation of Al-Awlaki, we're really going after somebody who was a bad person. There's no question Al-Awlaki, as I said earlier, probably exceeded Osama bin Laden when he was hit.
If this does lead to a more focused policy, is there a chance it would maybe take us back to look at the Patriot Act and get to some of the more vague parts of that?
No, I think if there's a new policy and it's directed by Congress, it would have to be a new statute. I would just remind people, I remember in December of 2005 when we discovered that President Bush was surveilling or wiretapping U.S. citizens without getting warrants. There was a tremendous uproar. People were very upset. Congress wanted to look at it. By the time Congress got done legislating, they essentially rubber-stamped what President Bush was doing. So Congress, I suspect, is going to be very charitable in this. Maybe greater standards, but I'll tell you, nobody wants to be the person who tied the president's hand at getting terrorists.
That's a very good point. Michael, there's so much more to talk about. We appreciate you coming in. We'll have to do it again. Professor Michael Greenberger from the University of Maryland.